بسم الله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, inshallah, we're going to deal with lesson 16 from book 2, Medina course. And this is our 28th session. This lesson is somewhat lengthy lesson. So it would be good that we try to focus, because there are a number of grammatical points that are mentioned in this particular lesson, like 12 different matters. But the most important of them is the first one that's mentioned here in the beginning of the key, the English key for lesson number 16, and that's what we want to start with. And if we understand it and grasp it well, inshallah, we should have no problem with the rest of the matters. Before we actually read the key and begin this lesson, I would like to give you an opportunity, if there are any questions about what we had in the previous lesson, if there's anything that was unclear in the exercises that you did, or anything that you would like to get some clarification of, this is an opportunity now to deal with that. Okay, so I don't know, Abdul Karim, I think we went over the lesson previously. Abu Bakr, also, we went over it with him. In any case, in the last lesson, I think the most important thing that we should have paid attention to is the difference between la nahiya and la nafiya. And we said that la nahiya, which is what this lesson was dealing with, is the prohibitive la. That is when you are telling somebody, do not do something. La takhruj. La tadkhul. Okay, this la nahiya, it takes the mudari verb and it makes it majzoom. Whereas la nahiya, the la of negation, the mudari verb remains marfoon. It doesn't change the verb. Okay, so this is how we know the difference between it. If you see the mudari verb, it is marfoon, preceded by la, we know that's la nafiya, negation. That means that person doesn't do something. You are negating that they participate in a certain action. But if you see that the mudari verb became majzoom, it has sukoon, or in certain forms of the verb, the noon at the end of the verb is deleted, hadhf al noon, then you know that it is majzoom. That is what indicates to us that this la is la and nahiya, the prohibitive la. Okay, we also had the use of ma and nafiya with the mudari verb. And we said that the mudari verb normally uses la and nafiya for negation, and ma is used with the madi verb, past tense verbs. But if ma is used with a mudari verb, then it limits the meaning of that negation to the present time. Okay, so it means that I am not doing it right now. Doesn't mean that I don't do it. Okay, ma ashrab al-qahwa al-an. Ma ashrab, here it means I am not drinking coffee now. Doesn't mean I don't drink coffee. But if you say la ashrab, la ashrabu al-qahwa, that means I don't drink coffee at all. So we dealt with that in the previous lesson. And we dealt with la and nahiya. And we dealt with the verb kada yakadu. And the verb kada yakadu, it is normally used, it's followed by a noun that is marfu'un, and then it's followed by a mudari verb, and it indicates the meaning of something that almost happened, if you're using the past tense verb, kada, or it indicates something that is about to happen, but didn't happen yet, if you're using the mudari present tense verb. Okay, these are some of the things that we dealt in the last lesson, and if there's no question about those things, then inshallah we go on to the new lesson. Alright? Okay, so last week, we began to look at the key for lesson 16, but we ran out of time. So we're going to look at it again today. We're going to go through some of the points a little bit quickly, and we'll refer back to them if it needs to be referred back to. Okay, we have in the English key, in the back of the book, on page 51, from book 2, lesson 16. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number 1, the verb yuridu, which means he wants, with isnad to all the pronouns. What do we mean, isnad to all the pronouns? We mean that when the verb is connected to a pronoun that indicates who's doing the action, okay, that indicates who's doing the action. Is it the first person, Anna? Is it the second person, masculine, Anta? Or second person, feminine, singular, Anti? Or is it the third person, Huwa or Hiya? Who is doing the action? So this pronoun, when it's attached to the verb form, it indicates who's doing the action. Is it singular? Is it plural? Is it masculine? Is it feminine? And this is what we want to know. Okay, so in this lesson, we're looking at a type of verb, a mudari verb that we haven't seen before. And that is a mudari verb that in the madi, it has four letters. It has four letters instead of three. And in the previous verbs that we saw in the madi, in the past tense, they have three letters. Like ذهب, خرج, جلس, أكل, ضرب, كتب, قرع. They have three letters. But now there are some verbs that in the madi, they have four letters. And this is one of those verbs. So we're not really going to go into this type of verb in detail, but we're just introducing the idea in this lesson that there are some verbs in the past tense, they have four letters. So the way those verbs are conjugated, the way they change forms when you connect them to the pronouns is a little bit different than the verbs that we had before in the past two lessons when we dealt with mudari verbs. Okay, it's a little bit different. Okay, so this verb, arada, you see that it has in the beginning of it Hamza, then it has Ra, then it has Alif, and then it has Dal. So it has four letters. And the peculiar thing about these verbs is that the Mudari letter that's added to it, the Hamza, the Noon, the Ya, or the Ta, instead of taking Fatta as we have seen before, like Zahaba, Yadhabu, Kharaja, Yakhruju, takes Fatta on the Mudari letter, these verbs take Dhamma instead. So you have arada, yuridu, with dhamma, nuridu, uridu, turidu, takes dhamma. And that's what's peculiar about it. Okay, so that's what we should be paying attention to. Other than that, it's simple. There's nothing complex about it. Okay, just paying attention, takes dhamma instead of fatta. So, in this lesson we learn the following. Number one, the verb yuridu, he wants, with isnad to all of the pronouns. Yani, he means by all the pronouns, ana uridu, anta turidu, anti turidina, huwa yuridu, hiya turidu, like this. Nahnu nuridu. How do you conjugate the verb, the tasrif of it? Alright? So, for example, he says, ماذا turidu, ya bilalu? ماذا turidu? Yani, anta. What do you want, O Bilal? Uridu ma'an. I want water. Yani, ana uridu. That's how it looks with the first person singular. ماذا تريدون يا إخوانو. What do you want, brothers? Meaning plural, second person plural. أنتم. ماذا تريدون أنتم يا إخوانو. Or, in the answer, نريد أقلاما. We want pens. يعني نحن نريد إقلام. أو أقلاما. ماذا تريدين يا ليلى. This is when you're speaking directly to a female. Second person, feminine. Second person, feminine, singular. ماذا تريدين أنت? What do you want, Layla? Okay, so he's showing you some of the forms of this verb, how it's conjugated, as you have different pronouns that are the doers of the action. Note that the initial letters denoting the mudari, those letters which are used for the mudari verbs, ya, ta, hamza, and noon, note that the initial letter of the mudari verb has dhamma. This happens when the verb has four letters in the madi, in the past tense. You will learn more about this in book 3. Meaning, after some time. We're not going to deal with these type of verbs right now. Rather, we're just getting an introduction to the idea of this type of verb, and we'll take it in detail when we go to book 3. The madi of the verb is arada. He wanted. And I wanted is aradtu. And you wanted is aradti. Yani, ana aradtu. Anta aradta, anti aradti, like this in the past tense, okay? So this verb, we are being introduced to this particular verb. Although this class of verbs that are similar to this, we won't really cover until we go to book 3. But now, we're just getting a sample of it, what it looks like and how it works. Now, yes, yes. No, no. That these four letters are the mudari, huruf al-mudari. These letters are only used for the mudari verb. Okay, these are used, but in the madi and past tense, no, it's going to be different. In the past tense, we add to the end, but not these letters, no. We will, it will be different in the past tense, okay? Like in the past tense, ana aradtu, you're going to add ta with dhamma. Anta aradta, you're going to add ta still. Anti aradti, okay? Nahnu aradna. But we're not going to see ya. And we're not going to see Hamza added to the end. We're going to see ta, yes. But we're going to see noon, yes. But we're not going to see the letter Hamza being added to the end of a past tense verb. And we're not going to see the letter ya being added to the end of a past tense verb. No. So these four letters, are letters that are used for the mudari verb. As far as the madi, past tense, on the end, we're going to see something different happening. It's going to be different, okay? It's different than this. All right?
No.
So
what ma, now you told them la and ma, who is there that I have created? Is it past tense or how we can?
Yeah, wama khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'buduni. Wama khalaqtu. The ending is a past tense verb, okay? Khalaqtu. The ending is tu. That tu is used for ana, first person singular. Tu. And ma is normally used with past tense verbs. Wama khalaqtu. Ma is normally used with past tense verbs. La is normally used with mudari verbs, present tense. But if ma is used with a mudari verb instead of madi, then it limits the meaning of the mudari verb to right now, to al-hal, al-hadir, right now. It doesn't mean I never do that. It only means I'm not doing it right now. But normally ma is used with past tense. It can be used with the present tense, but it gives it a special meaning. Normally it's used with past tense. So in that ayah you mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ مَا is used with past tense. That's the normal usage. Then مَا is normally used with past tense, yes. وَاللَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ نعم. This مَا is different. This is... To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and earth. This is مَا الْمَوْصُولَ. That's different مَا. Okay, in this lesson we will see that there is ma al-mawsoola. That means the same as alladhi. That which. Yeah. What? Okay, then there's ma and nafiya that we talked about in the verb. Ma khalaqtu. That's negation. And then there's ma istifhamiya. The ma when you're asking a question. Ma hadha. What is this? That's three different types of ma. And there are more types of ma. But that is only three of them. Okay? So we have to be careful. One ma used with the verb, it is for negation. And the other ma is used for asking a question. And the third ma, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that's used for mawsoola. That means the relative pronoun, like الَّذِي. الَّذِي. We're going to see that in this lesson, inshallah. Okay, that's three different types of ma. And it is important that you look at the context that is being used in, so you can recognize which ma it is. Is it for negation? Is it for asking a question? Or is it to show something, the relativity between something and another? That's ma al-mawsoola. Okay. So this is the first point that we're dealing with in this lesson. That is, verbs that have four letters in the past tense form, in the madi, then in the present tense, mudari, we will see that the first letter, the letter that indicates that it is a mudari verb, the hamza, or the noon, or ya, or ta, we will see that that letter is going to take dhamma instead of fatha. Alright? Second point. The second point is the thing that the brother is just asking about now. Number two, we have learned the interrogative and the negative ma. Interrogative ma means ma al-istifhamiyya, when you're asking a question. What is this? Ma hadha? And the negative ma is the ma that's normally used for negation of the verb in the past tense. Ma khalaqtu. Ma, yani, ذهبتu. And so on, like this. Okay, we have studied these before.
Regarding this one, verse is just coming to my mind, like regarding mudari is there. Like initial letters denoting mudari, that is ya, ta, alif, and noon. Have this amma. Like Allah says the statement of love.
No.
Statement of the love because the Quran 96 times. Like, yuhibbu, tuhibbu.
No. Naam, Allah yuhibbu as-sabirin. Inna Allah yuhibbu as-sabirin. Naam. So it takes dhamma.
Ya is also sometimes replaced as tu, to hibbu.
Naam. Naam.
It is also present in Surah Maida.
Naam.
So, I'm not memorizing, but this thing is that. So is it according to this mudari that yuhibbu, tu hibbu?
Naam. Those are mudari verbs. Naam. Ana uhibbu, anta tuhibbu, huwa yuhibbu. Okay, that is the mudari, conjugation of the verb. Because this verb, ahabba, yuhibbu, ahabba, it has four letters in the madhi. Ahabba, it has hamza in the beginning, has ha, and it has ba twice, with shadda. That means four letters. Hamza, ha, ba, and ba. So ahabba is a four letter madhi verb. So in the mudari it takes dhamma. Ana uhibbu, anta tuhibbu, huwa yuhibbu, nahnu nuhibbu. Like this. Hum yuhibbuna, antum tuhibbuna, but it takes dhamma. Because it's same like this verb, arada yuridu. Four letters in the madhi. Tayyib. Number two, we have learned the interrogative and negative ma. For example, masmuka, what is your name? This is ma istifhamiya. For example, ma fahamtu ad-darsa, I did not understand the lesson. This is ma and nafiya, ma of negation. Another kind of ma is the relative ma. That is ma al-mawsula, which means what or that which. For example, you say, nasitu ma kultali. I forgot what you told me. That is the same as saying, nasitu alladhi kultali. Because this is ma al-mawsula. This means I forgot what or that which you said to me. I forgot what you said to me. I forgot that which you said to me. Nasitu ma kultali. Second example he gives. Ashrabu ma tashrabu. I will drink what you drink. Or I will drink that which you are drinking. I will drink that which you are drinking. That means, ashrabu alladhi. That which tashrabu, what you drink. And third example. La a'budu ma ta'buduna. I don't worship what you worship. I don't worship that which you worship. This is ma. In Arabic, this is called ma al-mawsulatu. Ma al-mawsula. Okay, so what the meaning of this ma is the same as alladhi or allati. Okay, it's a mawsula. This is ma al-mawsula. It is ma, but the meaning of it is like alladhi. Okay? I will drink that which you are drinking. I will drink what you drink. Okay? This is the meaning of it. Ma al-mawsula. Number three. We have learned dhu in the accusative case. We have learned this word dhu. In the accusative case, it becomes dha. For example, fi faslina talibun ذو شعر طويل. في فصلنا, in our class or in our classroom, there is a student with long hair. طالب ذو شعر طويل. Okay, here ذو is the way in the form that we saw it previously when we had the word ذو. طالب ذو شعر طويل. Okay, in this sentence, طويل, what is its إعراب? Or grammatical position in this sentence. Tawil. I mean, tawil, tawil. Sha'rin tawilin. Is it mudaf, mudaf ilay? Can the mudaf ever take tanween or alif lam? No. So how can it be mudaf ilay? Sha'rin has tanween. It can't be mudaf. Remember, in al-idafa, the rules of idafa, the rules of idafa is that the mudafun, the first part of idafa, never takes alif lam or tanween. So it can't be idafa. So what is it?
Not.
It's not and man'ut. Tawilin is a not, an adjective describing sha'rin. Sha'rin tawilin. Tayyib, jayyid. Now, what is the i'rab of dhu in this sentence? Talibun dhu sha'rin tawilin. Huh? Dhu is mudaf. Mudaf to what? Okay, if you say ذو شعر, then yes, ذو is مضافٌ and شعرٌ is مضافٌ إليه. What about طالبٌ ذو شعرٍ? What is the إعراب here? طالبٌ ذو شعرٍ. ذو here is a not. Is a not for طالب. What type of طالب? ذو شعرٍ طويلٍ. So ذو is a not, شعرٍ is مضافٌ إليه, and طويلٌ is a not describing شعر. Okay, so here ذو is a not describing طالب. That's why it is مرفوعٌ with ضمّة. Because why? Because it is a not for طالبٌ. طالبٌ ذو. Remember the word ذو is from أسماء الخمسة. أسماء الخمسة, if they are مرفوعٌ, they take واو. But if they are منصوبٌ, they take ألف. And if they are مجرورٌ, they take يا. So you say ذو, ذا, ذي. Before we just had it when it's مرفوعٌ, ذو. But now we are saying, what if it is a not describing a word that's mansub with fatha? So that ذو, we're not going to say ذو, we're going to say ذا. If it was a not describing a word that is مجرورٌ with كسرة, then we're not going to say ذو, we're going to say ذي. ذي. So we have ذو, ذا, and ذي, depending on if it's مرفوعٌ, or is it mansubun, or is it مجرورٌ. Okay? So here in this sentence, it's مرفوعٌ. ذو is مرفوعٌ. Why is it مرفوعٌ? Because it's a not describing طالبٌ, and طالبٌ is مرفوعٌ, so ذو is also مرفوعٌ like it. Next sentence. رأيت طالبًا ذا شعر طويل. رأيت طالبًا ذا شعر طويل. Okay, as far as طويل, we know what it is. It's a not describing شعر. شعر is مجرورٌ, so طويل is مجرورٌ. As far as ذا شعر, okay, we know the شعر is مضافٌ إليه. That's why it's مجرور. And therefore, طويل is also مجرور because it is a not. As far as ذا though, just like in the previous sentence, ذا is a not for طالبًا. It's a not. But here, طالبًا is منصوب. So ذو, if it's a not, it also has to be منصوب. And if it's منصوب, the sign that it's منصوب is ألف, because it's from أسماء الخمسة. أسماء الخمسة, if it is مرفوعٌ, it takes ضمة. If it's منصوب, it takes فت ألف. And if it's مجرور, it takes يا. So here in this case, it's a not for طالبًا. رأيت طالبًا ذا شعر طويل. طالبًا is منصوب. Why? Why is طالبًا منصوب? مفعولٌ به, the object of the verb. رأيت طالبًا منصوب, right? And ذا is a not for طالبًا, so it also has to be منصوب. The sign that is mansub is alif because it's from the Asma al Khamsa.
So that is a nat in the tali in tawal tula tawil is a nat also.
It's a nat for sha'r. And
right.
That is a nat for talib.
Right.
Okay, and sha'r is mudafun ilay.
So that is the
Alif is shown as Mansub because it's from Asma al-Khamsa. If it's not from Asma al-Khamsa, we say that the sign that's Mansub is Fatha. But when it's Asma al-Khamsa, the sign that's Mansub is Alif. Well, we had Ab, Akh, Ham, Dhu, and Fem. But we didn't have all of them. But anyway, we did have Dhu. We had Dhu. Alright? Okay, so Ra'aytu Taliban, Dha Sha'rin Tawilan. I saw a student with long hair. Okay, third one. أريد مصحفا ذا حرف كبير. أريد مصحفا ذا حرف كبير. I want a copy of the Quran with large letters. A copy of the Quran. مصحف means a printed, written copy of the Quran. Okay, so we should not say أريد قرآنا ذا حَرْفٍ كَبِيرٍ. No, we say مُصْحَف. Because مُصْحَف refers to the printed copy of Qur'an. Printed copy is called مُصْحَف. Okay, we don't say, I want 10 Qur'ans. You say you want 10 copies of the Qur'an, and this word for copy of the Qur'an is مُصْحَف. Okay, we don't say I want a big Qur'an or a little Qur'an. There's no such thing as a big Qur'an or a little Qur'an. There's a big copy, a مُصْحَف. and a small copy, a mushaf, but not a big Quran, nor a small Quran.
Quran is the original.
Quran is with Allah. Naam. From the Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. But this printed is the mushaf, printed copy of Quran. Tayyip?
So would you say that the copies of, copies of everything that came from the revelation, from the
Well, if it's in printed copy, it's in printed
right.
form, we call that mushaf.
Yeah, once it came to the Prophet, to the one who wrote it, after the Prophet recited it, wrote it, then it's a copy.
If you recite Quran,
right.
that's Quran.
That's good,
we don't say we recite, no, what we are reciting is the Quran.
Quran right.
What we are hearing is the Quran.
Right.
What is memorized in the heart is Quran. But what is written down, that is a mushaf. That which is written down.
What is written inside is
a
mushaf.
What is written is mushaf. But what you are reciting on your tongue is the Quran. And what you are hearing by your ears is Quran.
Right.
What you are memorizing in your heart is Quran. Okay? But when you write it down, we call that the mushaf. A written copy is called the mushaf. Okay, anyway, this is a point that we should pay attention to. Because it is a matter of aqidah, how we believe. It is a matter of aqidah. Because the Quran is what Allah has revealed. And what we hear, and what we recite, and what we memorize, that is the Quran. But what is written down in a book, in a big copy, a small copy, that is different kind of print, that is a mushaf. That is a mushaf. So we don't say there's an Egyptian Quran. An Indian Quran. We say there's Indian print that is Mus'haf. There's Egyptian print of the Mus'haf. But not Indian Quran, an Egyptian Quran. There's only one Quran, that's with Allah. Okay? That is Quran al-Mubin, bil-Lughat al-Arabiyya. Tayyip. Okay, in this sentence, grammatically, what we are looking at, what? Uridu Mus'hafan. Tha harfan kabirun. I want a copy of the Quran with large letters. So uridu is the fi'l mudari. Mushaf is the maf'ulun bi. It's mansub. Alamatu nasbihi fatha. The sign that it is mansub is fatha. And tha is a na'at describing mushaf. So it also has to be mansub. The sign that it's mansub is alif because it's from asma al-kamsa. Harfan is mudawfan ilayhi majroor. The sign that it's majroor is kasra. And kabirun is a na'at describing harf. So it's also majroor. And the alamatu jarrihi kasra. Alright? So what we are looking at here, we are looking at the word dhu, which means sahib, the one who possessed something. Okay? It means sahib. And we are saying that this word dhu, it can sometimes be written as tha, and it can also be written as thee, depending on if it's majroor or mansub or marfu'un. Okay? So that is one point. Okay? Next point. Proper nouns on the same pattern of fu'alu. Proper nouns. What do we mean by proper nouns? We mean the names. The names of people or places. Okay, the names of them. A proper noun. We don't just mean a regular noun. We mean a proper noun. The name of someone or the name of something. Okay, if it's on the wazn of fu'alu. Dhamma kasra, dhamma. No tanween on this wazn. It doesn't take tanween. Because why? Proper nouns, on this pattern of fu'alu are diptotes. They are what? Mamnu'un min as-sarf. What do we mean by they are diptotes? We mean they are mamnu'un min as-sarf. That means they don't take tanween, and they don't take what? Kasra. Okay? They don't take tanween, and they don't take kasra. For example, zuhalu, zufaru, Hubalu, Hubalu. The word Hubalu is the name of a pre-Islamic deity, one of the idols that the Arabs used to have before Islam. Okay? Hubalu. It's a proper name. It's on the wazn of Fu'alu, Hubalu. And it's a diptote, yani mamnu min as-sarf. Likewise, Zuhalu. Zuhalu means Saturn, yani the planet Saturn. It's a proper noun. It's a name of something, a proper noun. Okay? On the wazn of fu'alu. Therefore, it's mamnu' min as-sarf, doesn't take tanween, doesn't take kasra. And likewise, zufaru, it is a name, like the name of a person, zufar. So it is a proper noun on the wazn of fu'alu. Therefore, it's mamnu' min as-sarf, it doesn't take tanween, doesn't take kasra. This pattern of proper nouns is called ma'dul. It's called ma'dul. Okay, what do we want to know about it? We want to know that this wazn, fu'alu, is mamnu' min as-sarf. That's what we want to know. If it's a proper noun and it's on this wazn, doesn't take tanween. Note the i'rab, the declension of this type of noun. Look at how it is. Yani the i'rab goes. Kharaja Umaru. Umar went out. Sa'altu Umara. I asked Umar. Katabtu ila Umara. I wrote to Umar. What do we notice about this? Kharaja Umaru. No tanween. It's marfu'un with dhamma. It's marfu'un with dhamma. Okay? Kharaja Umaru. Umaru is on the wazn of fu'alu. Okay? But it's marfu'un, so it should take dhamma. But it doesn't take tanween. Sa'altu Umara. Okay, here it's the maf'ulun bi. So it's mansub. The sign that it's mansub is fatha, right? It doesn't take tanween, but it does take fatha if it's mansub. Now, when it came to majroor, katabtu ila Umara. Here it's majroor. Harf ja, ila majroor. Ism majroor, Umar. But here, even though it's majroor, it doesn't take kasra. The sign that it is majroor is fatta. Why? Because it's mamnu min as-sarf. Where is it mamnu min as-sarf? If they are majroor, we say alamatu jarrihi fatta, not kasra. But why is it fatta? Because it's mamnu min as-sarf.
Would also the katabtu have effect on it also? Is the word?
No, it doesn't affect it because what's affecting it is the preposition.
Yeah, okay, I know it's probably like
if there was no preposition there, yes, then you would say katabtu Umara.
Right.
I wrote Umar.
Right.
But you're saying I wrote to Umar. So the preposition makes it majroor. So the sign that it's majroor is fatha because it's mamnu min as-sarf. It can't take kasra.
Okay, so the action was done to Umar.
Well, it's indirect object of verb.
Yeah.
But it's directly the object of the preposition.
Okay, so up to Umar, right? So because it's being done to Umar.
Yes. Right, so yes. I asked Umar directly. I asked Umar. So he's the object of the verb.
Right, right.
But here's the object of the preposition. Katabtu ila Umar.
Right.
Now, what is the question? You have a question?
Yeah, I get your point.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what we are saying here is that these type of proper nouns on the wazn fu'al, that if they are marfu'un, they take dhamma, like they're supposed to. If they are mansubun, they take fatha, like they're supposed to. But if they are majroor, they do not take kasra. Because these words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, they don't take kasra. Okay, otherwise, the other difference between these proper nouns and other proper nouns, masculine proper nouns take tanween. Masculine proper nouns take tanween. But these proper nouns on the wazn of fu'alu, they do not take tanween because they are mamnu' min as-sarf and therefore they also don't take kasra. Okay, so this is the fourth point, that proper nouns on the pattern of fu'alu, they are mamnu' min as-sarf and therefore they don't take tanween, and if they are majroor, as the object of a preposition, then they also don't take kasra. In what other case could it be majroor, a proper noun of this type? In what other case could it be majroor other than the object of a preposition? In what other situation would it be majroor?
Well,
mudaf ilay. If it is mudaf ilay, the mudaf ilay is always majroor. But in that case, if it was mudaf ilay, it would not take kasra, but again, it would take fatha because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay. Point number 5. We have learned in book 1 some words denoting colors. For example, aswadu, ahmaru, asfaru, abyadu. This is the masculine singular form for these colors. Okay, we had these in book 1. The feminine singular form is on the pattern of fa'la'u. Notice, before we had a broken plural pattern, fu'ala. This is not fu'ala, this is fa'ala'u. Okay? Like fu'ala, broken plural patterns, I'm saying, it's not in the book, I'm saying this, like the broken plural pattern fu'ala'u, this pattern is not a broken plural pattern, but it is also like that, it is mamnu' min as-sarf. Doesn't take tanween. Okay? Like fu'ala, the pattern fu'ala'u is mamnu' min as-sarf. Likewise, this pattern, fa'ala'u, is also mamnu' min as-sarf. But this pattern is not a broken plural pattern. This is the feminine form for colors. The feminine form for colors. With fatta. With fatta and sukoon. Fa'la'u. Sukoon. Fa'la'u. Fa'la'u. Okay? So for example, you have for the word abyadu, the feminine form on the pattern of fa'la'u is bayda'u. Bayda'u. Okay? Aswadu sawda'u. Ahmaru hamra'u. Hamra'u. Tayyib. Note that this, I'm saying here, pay attention to this point. This wazn of fa'ala'u, when you apply it to abyadu, right? The root of the word abyadu does not have hamza. But hamza is for the pattern af'alu. So the root of the word really begins with ba, then ya, then ba'd. That's why when you apply the pattern to it, the pattern begins with ba, not with hamza. From abyadu. It doesn't begin with hamza. It begins with ba, ya, ba'd. That's how you get fa'la'u. Fa'la'u. Because the ba is the first letter, takes fatta. The ya is the second letter, takes sukoon. The third letter is ba'd. It takes fatta aleph. And then we add a hamza, hamza til qat at the end of it. Huh? Hamza is added to it at the end. Af'alu in the masculine, naam. It's on the wazn of af'alu in the masculine, and this wazn of af'alu as an adjective is mamnu' min as-sarf also. Okay? So, fa'la'u, this wazn, if you apply it to abyad, take off the hamza. If you apply it to aswad, take off the hamza. If you apply it to ahmar, take off the hamza, and you get hamra'u, sawda'u, bayda'u. Both the masculine form, yani abyadu, as well as the feminine form, bayda'u, are diptotes, are mamnu' min as-sarf. Both the masculine and feminine form for colors are mamnu' min as-sarf. Here are some more examples of the feminine form. Sha'aru ra'si aswadu. The hair of my head is black. Wa lihyati bayda'u. And my beard, which is beard, lihya is feminine, is white. My beard is white. Okay, so in the case of the sha'r, which is masculine, you have aswad. But in the case of lihya, which is feminine, you have bayda. And also we have another example. Hadhihi ash-shajaratu khadra'u. Hadhihi ash-shajaratu khadra'u. This tree is green. And khadra'u is from akhdar. If you take off the hamza, then you get the feminine form on the wazn of fa'ala'u khadra'u. Mamnu' min as-sarf doesn't take tanween. The last example that he gives here is as-sama'u zarqa'u. As-sama'u zarqa'u. The sky is blue, and zarqa'u is from the masculine color, which is azraq, blue, azraq. If you take off the hamza, you have za, ra, and qaf. So in the wazn fa'ala'u, it becomes zarqa'u. And you can understand from this that as-sama'u is feminine. How do you know it's feminine? How did you know it's feminine? Because the word, the color describing is in feminine form, right? Okay? There's no indication in the word itself that it's feminine, but we know it's feminine. But when you learn the word, if some words don't have any indication of their femininity, you have to memorize them. Okay, but if you see it in a sentence, you will know that it's feminine. Why? Because if it's in a sentence, a mubtada and the khabar has to agree with the mubtada, right? If it has a not, the not has to agree with the man'ut, and so on. If there is a verb, the verb has to reflect, yani these matters, and so on.
قدرناه
نعم
سورة ياسين.
نعم. Actually, no. Here, this is a little bit different. قَدَّرْنَاهُ It is a verb, past tense form. قَدَّرْنَا We have decreed it. We have fixed it to this amount.
Okay. Now is that real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's similar in the form of it, but actually it's a verb, though. It's not a noun. It's a verb. Yeah, it's a verb form.
Verb is there.
Yeah.
Lastly, it is being assumed now is Allah is commanding that who means I have the we have done to it.
Yeah, we have done it. Now it's the yeah first person plural, but it's the form of it looks like this though. It looks like this now. Okay, there's only one plural for both the masculine and feminine forms. It is on the pattern of فُعْلٌ. On the pattern of فُعْلٌ. Yani means the first letter of the root takes Dhamma, the second letter of the root takes Sukoon. Alright, so you have, for example, الْهُنُودُ الْحُمْرُ The red Indians. Okay, so حُمْرُ is a knot describing الْهُنُود and it is plural. So the plural form is on the wazn of what? فُعْلٌ. So you have the first letter, ha, taking dhamma, the second letter, meem, taking sukoon. Humru, al-humru. Okay, other example, men ha'ulai al-rijalu sudu, wa ulaika al-nisa'u al-sumru. Okay, who are these black men and who are these brown women? Men ha'ulai al-rijal al-sud. Al-rijal is plural, right? So the plural for aswad is from the letters seen, wow, and del. The first letter taking dhamma, the second letter taking sukoon, as-sood. Wa ulaika an-nisa as-sumru. As-sumru is from asmar. So the letters, the root of the letters are seen, meem, and ra. So if you take off the hamza in the beginning that was added, you have seen, meem, and ra. The seen, the first letter, which is the fa of the wazn, takes dhamma. The meem, which is the second letter, in the wazn, which is the ayn of the wazn, it takes sukoon, and ra is the third letter of the root, that is the lam of the wazn. So ala wazn, fu'alun, it becomes sumrun, or as-sumru. As-sumru, al-humru, as-sudu, like this. Alright? So, this is, what we are saying here, is that we are having number one, the feminine, the wazn for the feminine of nouns for colors. And we're also having the plural. And the plural, ala wazn fa'alun, is the same whether it is masculine or feminine. It is the same. Okay, so as-sudu, it could be used in reference as a plural for masculine or feminine. And likewise, as-sumru, it could be used as a plural for that which is masculine or feminine. The masculine and feminine form is the same. Okay, sixth point. The proper noun, Amrun, is written with a waw, which is not pronounced. The waw is not pronounced. It's written, but it's not pronounced. Amrun, Amrun. This is done to differentiate it from Umaru. In order to differentiate, because if you see these words without voweling, Amrun and Umar would look the same. So to distinguish Amrun from Umaru, they write a waw after it. Because otherwise, if you don't have any vowels, in texts that don't have vowels, there's no difference between Umaru and Amrun. There's no difference. So in order to distinguish them, they write a waw after Amrun. This is done to differentiate it from Umar. This waw is, however, omitted in the accusative case. Because in this case, their spellings are different. In the accusative case, when it's mansub, right? The spelling will be different, so there's no need to add the waw here. There's no need for it in this case, because they would be different. What is the difference? Look at the difference. Sa'altu Amran. It is written with alif. While Sa'altu Umara is written without it. Without what? Without alif. Because it is a diptote, and diptotes have no tanween. What do we mean by this? What do we mean by this? Look. If it is mansub, right? Umar, the word Umar, is mamnu min as-sarf. It can't take tanween, right? So it's going to take a single fatha. But Amrun is not mamnu min as-sarf. It can take tanween. So it takes tanween, right? If it is mansub. And that tanween, any word in the Arabic language that ends with fatatain has to be followed by alif. Has to be followed by alif. Unless that word ends with tarmabuta, in which no alif is going to follow it, even though it has two fatta. Or if it ends with hamzatul qat, that is preceded by alif. Like samaa, as-samaa'u. Okay, it ends with hamzatul qat, that's preceded by alif. If it had tanween instead of alif lam, no alif is going to be written at the end of it, because it already has an alif before the hamzatul qat. These two types of words, words that end with tarmabuta, and words that end with hamzatul qat that's preceded by alif, are the exception. All other Arabic words that have two fatta on the end, fattatain, you have to write an alif after them. So, amrun, if it is mansub, becomes amran. It has fattatain. It has to be written with alif. As far as umar, if it is mansub, it takes a single fatta, so they are distinguished. They are distinguished when they are mansub, therefore there's no need to add this wow that we have to write when it is majroor or when it is marfoon. Okay, this is a fine point, right? Pay attention to this point. Yeah. Read it again and note that what? These two words look exactly the same when they are marfoon and man majroorun. They look exactly the same. So they write a wow to distinguish them. But when they are mansub, they are different. Because amr, when it is mansub, it takes alif. And Umar doesn't take any alif because it doesn't take tanween, so there's no need for the waw. And that's why the waw is not written in the case when it's mansub. But if it is marfoon, or if it is majrurun, then they would look the same, unless you write the waw. So the waw is written with Amr, it's not written with Umar. Okay, this is just a small matter. But you have to know it, so you can distinguish between them, especially if you're writing.
Amrun,
with
the waw, but not for now.
Amrun.
So what does that actually mean?
Amrun is a name, just like Umar is a name. Somebody's name is Amr, and somebody's name is Umar.
Okay.
Those are just names, they're proper nouns.
Right, okay,
but
you.
They are two different names,
right,
except that they look almost the same.
Exactly, I got
you. To distinguish between them, you have to write a waw, because right. Otherwise they look the same.
Right.
Yeah, Amr can take tanween because
right.
It's not mamnu min as-sarf.
It's like Muhammadan.
Yes, Muhammadin. Now, right. But Umar can't take tanween.
Right.
So when it's mansub, it's only going to take a single vowel.
Right.
It's not going to be followed by alif.
Yes.
So it's distinguished.
Yes.
Taib. All right. Okay. This is the 6 point. Yes, 6 point. Okay. Okay, let's look at point number seven. Okay, this is something that we saw some aspect of it previously, but we didn't cover it completely, so we've taken another point related to that, which is called Badal and Al-Mubdal Minhu. Al-Badal wal-Mubdalu Minhu. Okay, number seven says, Aina Akhuka Al-Husaynu? Aina Akhuka Al-Husaynu? Where's your brother? Al-Husayn. This doesn't mean that he's talking to Hussein, saying, where's your brother, O Hussein? No. The meaning of this is, where's your brother whose name is Al-Hussein? Okay? Listen to the difference. If you're saying to somebody, where's your brother? You're talking to Hussein. You're saying, where's your brother, O Hussein? That's different. We're not saying that. His name is not Hussein. But we're asking him, where's your brother whose name is Al-Hussein? The name is Al-Hussein. His name is Al-Hussein. His name is Al-Hussein. Al-Hassan Al-Hussein. Their name is not Hassan and Hussein. Their name is Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Okay, this is the person's name. Al-Hassan Al-Hussein. Okay? So, this person, his brother's name is Al-Hussein. So he's saying to the person, Aina Akhuka? Where is your brother? Now, he is clarifying. Which brother are you talking about? Your brother whose name is Al-Hussein.
Right, right.
So here Al-Hussein is Badal for akhuka. It's badal. So it's something extra that can take the place of the previous expression akhuka. So badal means, right, something that can take the place of the other one. You can't use either one of them. So instead of saying ayna akhuka, you can say ayna al-Husayn. Ayna al-Husayn. That means it can be exchanged for it. That's what badal means. Something that can be exchanged for something else. If you use them together, it becomes even more clear. But if you use them separately, it has the same meaning. If you said to him, Aina Akhuka? Or if you said to him, Aina al-Husayn? It's the same meaning, because Hussein is his brother. So you say, well, Aina al-Husayn? He's asking about your brother. But you're just calling him by his name. In the other place, instead of using his name, you're just saying, where's your brother? In this case, we're using both of them together, making it crystal clear. Aina Akhuka al-Husayn? But this is badal. Because badal means what? That either one of them can take the place of the other. You can use one of them by itself, and the meaning is still absolutely complete. It is a complete sentence.
Okay, now in this change, right?
Yeah.
If I'm thinking right.
Yeah.
It says, if you say, I ain't a hookah, Yahusein. Now you're talking about yourself.
Now you're saying, now you're talking to him. His name is Hussein.
Right.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different,
okay? But this is Bedel here. Alright, okay, so here, in this sentence, Aina Akhuka al-Husayn, the noun al-Husaynu is called badal. Al-badalu, it is a substitute in this sentence for Akhuka. The badal is in the same case as the mabdal minhu. It's the same case meaning what? If it is marfoon, it is marfoon. If it is mansubun, it's mansubun. If it is majrurun, it's majrurun. So in this case, al-Husaynu is in what case? What case is it?
It's in the marfu'un.
Okay, it is marfu'un because the mubdalu minhu, the mubdal is marfu'un. What is the mubdal in this sentence? Mubdalu minhu. Akhu. Akhu and ka, the pronoun, the damir ka is mudaf ilayh. Fi mahalli jar. Yani in the place where it should be majroor, but it's mabniun, because all the na'i are mabniun. So the mubdalu, the mabdal minhu, is akhu. And it is marfu'un. And the sign that is marfu'un is what? What is the sign that is marfu'un? Yeah. Abu Bakr.
Akhu.
Akhu. How do we know that it's marfu'un? What's the alamatu raf'ihi? Wow. Why is it wow instead of dhamma?
No.
The wow. Yeah, it's part of it. Mudaf ilayh, that's part of it, yes. But it's because it is from Asma al-Khamsa. When the Asma al-Khamsa are in idafa, then they have to be elongated. The vowel is elongated. Extra vowel is there to prolong it.
Particularly to specify that the specific Husayn is there. Al Husayn is there. This, when this word is being written like Aina, Akhuka, Al Husayn, this structure is there. Akhuka means vowel is there. You mean to say that
No, the reason why you have to prolong it is because these five words in Arabic language, Asma al-Khamsa, whenever they are in idafa, here there's idafa, akhu ka. Akhu is the mudaf and ka is mudaf ilay. Whenever these five words are in idafa, you have to elongate its vowel. If it is Dhamma, you have to make it Dhamma Wow. If it has Kasra, you have to make it Kasra Ya. If it has Fatha, you have to make it Fatha Aleph. That is special for these five words. Whenever they are in Idafa, you have to elongate the vowel. You have to elongate the vowel. You don't say Akhuka. The original word is Akh. You don't say Akhuka. You have to say Akhuka. Okay? You don't say Akhu Hisham. You have to say Akhu Hisham. Because it's in idafa. So these five words, when they're in idafa, they have to be written with a long vowel. That waw is because it's marfu'un. If it was alif, it's because it's mansubun. If it's ya, it's because it's majrurun. The same as the word dhu is from the same thing. When it is an idalfa, it has to be elongated. Dhu, tha, thi. Okay? The same with ab. You say Abu Huraira. Originally the word is ab. But because it's an idalfa, you have to elongate the dhamma to waw. You have to elongate the kasra with ya, Abi Huraira, an Abi Huraira. Ra'aytu Aba Huraira. Right? Because it's an idalfa. Abu and Huraira are an idalfa. So whenever these words ab and akh and ham and fam and dhu, whenever they're an idalfa, you have to elongate its vowel. If it is dhamma, you have to write dhamma waw. If it is kasra, kasra ya.
Oh,
yeah.
Takunu.
But here again, takunu is from kana yakunu. It's a verb though. It's not from Asma al Khamsa. It's kana yakunu. Yeah, that's a verb though. That is a verb. But it is on that kind of wazn, but it is a verb here. Tayyib, jazakallah khair. Okay, so now, okay, we have the badalu and al-mubdalu minhu. The badal is the word that is the substitute that comes after, and the word that it can be substituted for is al-mubdalu minhu. That is the noun for which is the substitute. Here are some more examples. Bintuhu Zainabu tabibatun. Bintuhu Zainabu tabibatun. His daughter Zainab is a doctor. His daughter Zainab is a doctor. Okay, here, bintuhu Zainabu, these two words are what we are concerned with here. Bintuhu, right, his daughter, is the mubdalu minhu. And Zainabu is its substitute, al badalu, Zainabu. So without Zainab, the sentence is complete. There's a mubtada and there's a khabar. Bintuhu tabibatun. His daughter is a doctor. That's a complete sentence. If you took off bintuhu, you can say Zainabu tabibatun. Zainab is a female doctor. Okay, so these two words are exchangeable. Therefore, they are what is called al-badalu. Yani the word that is substituting, or the word that is substituted for is al-mubdalu minhu. Alright?
So Zainab is, like you said,
Bint is al-mubdalu minhu, and Zainab is the al-badalu. Okay? And who, the damir who, what is its i'rab in this sentence? In bintuhu Zainabu tabibatun. Who? What do we say about it? It's mudafun ilay. Mudafun ilay fi naam. It is fi mahalli. Jar, in the place where it should be majroor, because mudafun ilay. But we don't say it's majroor, because the dhamair are all mabniya. So it is mabniyun. So we say, fi mahalli jar, mabniyun. Tayyib. And tabibun is khabr. Yes. Bint is the mubtada. Who is mudafun ilay? Zainabu is al-badalu. And tabibatun is the khabar. Mubtada and khabar. طيب. Next example. Ra'aytu zamilaka abbasan. Ra'aytu zamilaka abbasan. I saw your classmate Abbas. I saw your classmate Abbas. Where's the mubdalu? I mean the badalu. Where's the badalu? Zamila. Naam. Zamila is the al-badalu, al-zamil. And the mubdalu minhu is what? Yes, wait. Switch it around. Switch it around. Zamila actually is the mubdalu minhu. Zamila is the mubdalu minhu. That's the word, that's the one that is being exchanged for. The exchange for it is Abbasun, naam. Al-badalu is Abbasun, actually. In fact, Abbasun is the badal, the substitute, and Zamila is the one that's being substituted for al-mubdalu minhu. Okay? So you have ra'aytu zamilaka abbasun abbasan. So this sentence, if we take out zamilaka, we can say ra'aytu abbasan. Or we can take out abbasan and say ra'aytu zamilaka. Zamilaka. So zamila is mansub, it's maf'ulun bi, wa alamatu nasbihi fatha. Zamilaka, yani it's definite, but it's definite because it's mudaf to the pronoun kaf. Because remember in idafa, ka means your. Okay, so whenever you have a word in idafa, right, the mudafun, it doesn't take alif lam or tanween, but it is definite if it is connected to a word that's definite, and all pronouns are definite. So if you say zamilaka, so ka is definite. So that makes zamil definite. So that's why you're saying it is specific. It is definite because it's connected to a word that is definite. Kaf. Okay? Ra'aytu zamilaka. I saw your associate, your classmate. Naam. Which one? Abbasan. That is the badal. Taib. After that, last example he gave. Katabna ila أستاذنا الدكتور بلال كتبنا إلى أستاذنا الدكتور بلال. Okay. Where is the مبدل منه? The word that can be, that is being exchanged here. The original word, the مبدل منه. Ustadina. Now the word ustad is the mubdalu minhu. Ustad. Katabna ila ustadina. Yeah, a doctor.
Our professor.
Our, yes, our professor. Naam, our professor. Who is our professor? Al-Doktor Bilal. Al-Doktor Bilal is our professor. Okay, so a person can say, Katabna ila al-Doktor Bilalin. Or they can say, Katabna ila Ustadina. Either one of them is complete. But if you put it together, Katabna ila Ustadina al-Doktor Bilalin, it becomes more complete or more clear. Wa alaykum salam, more clear. We wrote to our professor, Dr. Bilal. Okay, the main thing in this point, just summarize and then I'll take your question. The main thing in this point is we're talking about al-badal.
Right.
This type of badal, right? This type of badal is where you have, unlike the badal that we talked about before, which is the ism ishara, that's connected to a noun with alif lam. This badal is different. Okay, this here we have other, we don't have any ism ishara in this sentence, but we have a noun that is followed by another noun that is badal for it. Two nouns, no ism ishara in this case. Okay, but it's also badal. Okay, this is also badal, and the same rules apply. That means the badal and the mubdalu minhu, they can be exchanged for each other. Either one of them can be taken out and the sentence will be complete, and the, we have to make sure that the badal though is in agreement with the mubdalu minhu. It has to be marfoon if it's marfoon, and mansub if it's mansub, and majrur if majrur.
So otherwise, katabna ila ustadina. These two is mansub.
I'm saying that ustadina is majrur because of the preposition ila.
Because of the katabna, this becomes better, you say, right? No.
It doesn't have anything to do with the verb. No. It doesn't have anything to do with the verb. It doesn't matter if there's a verb or no verb.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a verb in a sense.
Right.
But what we are saying is that you have a word here, a noun, that can be exchanged for another noun.
Yeah.
That is it will be the bedel for it. Okay, that noun is ustaz.
Right.
It is exchanged for what? Dr. Bilal.
That's the Bedel.
That's the Mubdalu Minhu, and Dr. Bilal is the Bedel. Naam. It's the word that can be, that is taken, that can take its place.
Okay.
The original word is Ustaz.
Right.
The word that can take its place is Dr. Bilal.
Okay.
Alright? Okay, we still have a couple more points, quickly. 8, 9, and 10, and 11, and 12. We still have some few more points, so let's try to quickly finish the rest of these points. Huh? Okay, type. Number 8. Akharu means another. Its feminine is ukhra. For example, غاب اليوم إبراهيم وطالب آخر. غاب اليوم إبراهيم. Ibrahim, today Ibrahim was absent. وطالب آخر, and another student also. Okay, so what we're saying here, غاب اليوم إبراهيم وطالب آخر. Ibrahim and another student was absent. Okay, another student, talibun akhar, another, this word another, is a not for talibun. It is a not for talibun. What kind of talibun? Another talib, another student. And this word, akhar, is also mamnu min as-sarf. It doesn't take tanween. Okay, talibun is marfoon, so akhar is also marfoon, but it does not take tanween. That's why it's akharu. Ghaba al-yawma Ibrahimu wa talibun akhar. Today Ibrahim and another student were absent. Another example. Indi qalamun akharu. I have another pen. Okay, so qalamun, what kind of qalamun? Another qalamun. Okay, a red pen, a big pen, another pen. It's a knot. So it has to be marfoon. But because it's ممنوع من الصرف, it doesn't take tanween. عندي قلم آخر آخر without tanween. Next example. سألت مدرسنا ومدرسا آخر. سألت مدرسنا. I asked our teacher ومدرسا آخر. And another one, another teacher. Meaning I asked our teacher, and I asked another teacher. But notice that mudarrisan is mansoob. Why is it mansoob? Because it is ma'atuf on mudarrisana, which is mansoob. And both of them are going back to the verb sa'altu. Sa'altu mudarrisana wa, meaning وَسَأَلْتُ مُدَرِّسًا آخَرًا. Okay, wow is wow al-atif here. Mean that it's connecting, joining that which comes after to what is before it. So the same ruling applies to what comes after the wow as what is before it. سَأَلْتُ مُدَرِّسًا وَسَأَلْتُ مُدَرِّسًا آخَرًا. Now since مُدَرِّسًا is ma'atuf on مُدَرِّسَنَا, مُدَرِّسَ is mansoob, right? Because it's mafoolun bi, the object of the verb sa'altu. So mudarrisan also has to be mansoob. But mudarrisan does not have alif lam. So it's not definite. It has tanween. Okay? Why does it have tanween? Because it's not definite. It doesn't have alif lam. And nouns either take alif lam or tanween. So here, mudarrisan doesn't have alif lam, so it has tanween, but it's mansoob. So the not describing it, akhara, also has to be mansoob. It has to be mansoob because the not has to do with the man'oot, right? But akhar, because it's mamnu min as-sarf, it doesn't take fathatan. It doesn't take two fathas because it's mamnu min as-sarf. But it has to be mansoob. Sign that it's mansoob is fatha.
So in other cases, you're saying it has to agree with the kalamun, which is akhararun.
Yeah, kalamun is marfoon,
right.
So akharu is also marfoon. Here, مُدَرِّسًا is mansubun,
right.
So akhara also is mansubun. But it doesn't take tanween because ممنوع من الصرف. It's a not, naam. The not has to agree with the man'ut. Okay, last example. زَيْنَبُ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ وَفِي الْفَصْلِ طَالِبَةٌ أُخْرَى مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. Zainab is from America, and there's another student from America in the class. Zainabu min Amrika. Why is it that Zainabu doesn't have tanween? ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف?
Feminine proper nouns.
Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. زينب من أمريكا. وفي الفصل طالبة أخرى من أمريكا. طالبة أخرى. طالبة is feminine. So instead of using آخر, you use what? أخرى. And since أخرى ends with ألف مقصورة, فتة ألف, like America, the ending of it does not change. Does not change to a Dhamma or to a Kasra, but it remains فتة ألف. Okay, so as far as آخر, the masculine, it can be آخرو, it can be آخرا, but it's ممنوع من الصرف, it doesn't take Kasra. As far as أخرى, it ends with ألف مقصورة. So it doesn't take any changes. It remains أخرى, no matter if it's مرفون, no matter if it's منصوبٌ, no matter if it's مجرورٌ. It remains أخرى all the time. جيد؟ طيب. طالبة أخرى. Page 54. Last example. Of آخر and أخرى. حفظت سورة الرحمن وسورة أخرى. Notice that in the previous sentence, طالبة is مرفون and أخرى is مرفون, but we don't see any ضمة. And here سورة is منسوب and أخرى is منسوب, but it remains in its same form as it was when it was مرفون. Okay, it's not taking فتة because it's منسوب, but rather it remains in this form أخرى all the time, whether it's مرفون or منسوب or مجرور. It remains as أخرى. حفظت سورة الرحمن وسورة أخرى. I memorized سورة الرحمن and another سورة. سورة أخرى. أخرى is a not for سورة. So it's in the place where it should be منسوب, but we don't see the sign of منسوب. Rather, this is its normal form all the time. أخرى. سورة أخرى. Another سورة. Both آخر and أخرى are diptotes, meaning the ممنوع من الصرف. They don't take تنوين, and as far as أخرى, it doesn't take any vowel change at all. Okay, these are just two vocabulary words, and the point is that we want to understand that they are ممنوع من الصرف. These are from words that are ممنوع من الصرف. They don't take تنوين, and أخرى doesn't change its form. نعم, what's the question? Surah is mu'annath, now.
That's why
we're using ukhra. Because surah is mu'annath, correct. Jazakallah khair. Okay, in this case, surah is feminine, so we use ukhra and not akhar. Okay, finally, number 9, not finally, we have a few more. But these are short points, okay, quickly. The word ashya'u is the plural of what? Shay'un. Shay'un. Its plural, ashya'u, is a diptote. It's ممنوع من الصرف. So it does not take تنوين. We don't say ashya'un. We say shay'un, na'am. But we don't say ashya'un because it's ممنوع من الصرف. No problem. Shay'un, ashya'u. Number 10. The difference between al-Qur'an and al-Mus'haf. A copy of the Qur'an, yani printed, written copy of the Qur'an, is called al-Mus'haf. That is why we can say, عندي مصحفان. I have two copies of the Quran. Can we say, عندي قرآنان? Two Qurans? No such thing. There's only one Quran. Okay? So there's a difference between Quran and Mus'haf. Okay? So when we're talking about copies, written copies, then we call this the Mus'haf. We can say, we have two written copies of the Quran. But we can't say we have two Qurans. Or we should not say that. That is incorrect. This is why we can say, عندي مصحفان, مثنى. Two copies of the Mus'haf. Okay? We can say, هذا مصحف هندي. This is an Indian edition. Or Indian printed, written copy of the Quran. وذاك مصحف مصري. And that is an Egyptian edition, or Egyptian printed or written copy of the Qur'an. But it is wrong to use the word Qur'anun in the above context. Yani to say, هذا قرآن هندي أو ذاك قرآن مصري. That is improper, but we say مصحف. Okay? So this is just a distinction in the use of the word يعني قرآن and the use of the word مصحف, how they are used. Number 11. ما أكلت شيئا. ما أكلت شيئا means I did not eat anything or I ate nothing. ما أكلت. أكلت is فعل ماضي, past tense verb. ما النافية is normally used with the past tense verb to negate, to show negation. So if you say ما أكلت شيئا, I did not eat anything or I ate nothing. شيئا means a thing. But if it's under the verb, if the verb is being negated, then you can say I ate nothing. Although, yani originally it means I did not eat a thing. I did not eat anything. Here are some more examples. ما رأيت شيئاً. I saw nothing. Or ما رأيت. I did not see anything. ما قرأنا شيئاً. We read nothing. Or ما قرأنا. We did not read anything. طيب. Meaning, he is saying here, this is two different ways that you can interpret or translate into English the meaning of the negation of shay'an. You can say nothing, or you can say I did not eat, I did not see, I did not whatever, anything. The last point, finally, waraqun musattarun. Musattarun means what? Paper that is ruled. Ruled paper means has lines. Musattar has lines in it. Warakun musattarun. Warakun ghayru musattarun. Musattarin means paper that is not lined, that is not ruled, unruled paper, unlined paper. Okay? Same thing you say, the word sahihun means correct. From amongst its meanings is correct, authentic, healthy, and so on. Ghayru sahihun means incorrect. Okay, means not correct, incorrect. Muslimun means Muslim. Ghayru Muslimin means non-Muslim. Yani not a Muslim. Ghayru Muslimin means the person is not a Muslim. He is a non-Muslim. Ghayru Akil means it is not Akil. Irrational, non-intelligent. غَيْرُ عَاقِل. عَاقِل means intelligent, rational. غَيْرُ عَاقِل means it is not intelligent, not rational. No, no, no. غَيْرُ عَاقِل means non-rational. But غَيْرُ مُسْلِم means not a Muslim.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's not rational.
Okay, for sure he's not rational. غَيْرُ مُسْلِم, he's not rational, yes. نعم. طيب. Note that the word غَيْرُ is مُضَاف. And so the following word is majroor. Ghayru, it is a word of negation. Ghayru is a word of negation, nafi. Okay, so you say ghayru Muslim means you are negating that he is a Muslim. So he is not a Muslim, he is a non-Muslim. Okay, but the word that comes after ghayru is mudafun ilay majroor. Mudafun ilay majroor. Whenever you have غير, the word after it has to be مجرور because it's مضاف إليه. So you say غير المغضوب بي, مجرور, غير المغضوب بي, huh? Not the one who Allah is angry with them. The مغضوب is the اسم مفعول. غادب, the one who is angry. مغضوب, the one who the anger is upon them. غير المغضوب, the anger is not upon them. The one who the anger is not upon them. Okay, and this is what we're asking. We want to be on the path of those who Allah is not angry with. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. نعم. Okay, so this is the end of the key. And there are a lot of points here. Most of them are small matters, but they do require some attention. And after that, we can look on page 55 at the vocabulary quickly. 55 and 56 of the key. We have mushafun, a copy of the Quran. We have halwa, sweet meat or something that is sweet. And halwa is a diptote, yani mamnu min al-sarf. We have saffun, with shadda on the fa. Saffun, which means a row. And the plural of saff is what? Huh? Suhuf? Not suhuf is the plural of? Sahifa. Saf, the plural of Saf is Sufuf. Sufuf. Didn't you hear the saying? Saw Sufufakum. Saw Sufufakum. Naam. Saw Sufufakum. Saf means a row. Kumashun. Kumashun means cloth. Namudhajun means a sample. Suratun means a picture, an image. Shay'un means a thing. The plural of Shay'un is what? Ashya'u. Without tanween, mamnu' min as-sarf. Dayt, yes. Shay, naam.
Things?
Anything? Yeah, things, yes.
Subjects or something.
Yes.
So, one verse of the Quran is Laysa kamithli shay.
Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. There's no thing, nothing in existence that is like Allah.
So, I want to say that Salai said, shay'un, laysa kamithli shay'un, or laysa kamithli shay'un. Which one is appropriate?
No, it is, if you read the ayat, Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. You have to say tanween, shay'un. But if you stop on it, if you stop on it, the word ends with hamzatul qat. So, if you stop on it, you have to stop with hamzatul qat. That means it's a glottal stop. That means a stop. You say, Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Stop. But you have to stop. Na shay. Stop. There's a stop there. That's Hamza. You have to pronounce the Hamza. Laysa kamithlihi shay. It's not flowing. Shay. No. It's a stop. An abrupt stop. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Damn. Shay. You have to stop. You have to hear. If you don't stop, that means you didn't pronounce the Hamza. That's wrong. It's not shay. Shay, naam. Yeah, but if you keep reading to the rest of the ayah, then you have to say shay'un. Shay'un, naam. Tayyib, dayyik. Dayyikun means narrow or tight. Dayyik. Okay, you say narrow or it means tight. Slim. Akharu, another. Mamnu' min as-sarf. Asmaru, brown. Okay, that's also mamnu' min as-sarf. Musattarun, ruled or lined, paper that has lines. Ghaba yaghibu. Yani fatta kasra means that it has fatta in the madi, kasra in the mudari, means to be absent. Ishtara yashtari, to buy. Milaffun, with shadda on the fa, milaffun means a file. Tabashiru. Tabashiru means chalk. And it is mamnu' min as-sarf. Doesn't take tanween. This word should be zahratun. It looks like in my copy there are two fattas after it. There's no two fattas. No, I mean after the letter za.
Yeah.
There's a fatta and then another fatta. Okay, I'm saying you have a different printing. You have a different printing than we have. It is one fatta. Zahratun. You okay, you don't have it. Your book is new printed copy. Zahratun means a flower. Baladiyatun. Baladiyatun means municipality. Yani municipality means what? The balad. It means the government office for the city. Municipality. Baladiyah means municipality. The city government office.
Okay, just like we said on town,
the municipal building, that's city government right. Affairs. Okay, that's municipality. Baladiya. Zuhalu, without tanween, mamnu' min as-sarf, is the planet Saturn. Okay, these are the vocabulary words, and that's the end of the key. And inshallah, we look at the dialogue now. Hopefully, we can read the dialogue. Ishtara and yashtari. It has a what?
Ya has a dot.
A dot?
Two dot. This one. This is alif.
Let me see. Where's the dot? You saw. Ishtara yeshtari. Naam. Okay, good. Good point. Mashallah. I didn't even pay attention to that. The past tense of the verb ishtara. The past tense of the verb ishtara. The past tense of the verb ishtara is alif maksura. It's alif maksura. Ishtara. That's alif. So there's no dot. That alif maksura, it looks like yeah, but it doesn't have dots, right? Remember, the difference between alif maksura and ya is that alif maksura can only be written at the end of a word. It can only come at the end of the word. If you see alif in the beginning or middle of a word, that's not alif maksura. That's alif mamduda, right? Alif maksura is only at the end of the word. At the end of the word, it looks just like ya. It's written just like ya. But it can only be at the end of the word, and it doesn't have two dots of ya. And it must always be preceded by fatha. Must always be preceded by fatha. As far as ya, ya can be preceded by fatha. It will be a diphthong, fatha ya. Or it can be preceded by kasra, which means it's elongation, kasra ya. Or it even can be preceded by dhamma. Can be dhamma ya. That's also a diphthong. Combination of two different vowel sounds, dhamma ya. Ya can be preceded by any vowel. Alif maksura can only be preceded by fatha. So in this word ishtara, in the past tense of the verb, it is alif maksura. That's why there are no dots there. That's not ya, it's alif maksura. But in the present tense, it turns back to ya. So you say yashtari. That's ya there. That's yashtari. And you also see the ya in the past tense when you connect the pronoun to it. Ishtara is alif maksura. But if you say ana ishtaraytu, it became ya again when you add a pronoun to it. Ishtaraytu, ishtarayta, ishtarayti, ishtarayna. Okay, so it go back to ya. But in the past tense, if there's no pronoun added to it, it's written with alif maksura. You say ishtara. Alright? But in the present tense, it goes back to ya. You say yashtari, nashtari, ashtari, like this. Now.
So this is ishtara. This is the
madi
form.
Ishtara is the madi. He bought something. Ishtara. He bought it. Yashtari. He buys. He is buying. Yashtari. Now, he will buy something.
No, you know what threw me off was I was looking at the kesra. I was thinking about the amra and the way it was set up.
The fi'l amra?
Yeah.
But this verb is a different form of the verb, right? Yeah. It's not the first form of the verb, so we really haven't looked at any verbs like this, but here it just came as a sample because it came in the text.
Right.
So just so we will know, what does it look like in the past tense? Ishtara, present tense, yashtari. Okay, page 109. Arabic text of the book, page 109. الدرس السادس عشرة. الدرس السادس عشرة. The 16th lesson. This dialogue is a long dialogue, okay? But it contains a lot of examples of the verb arada yuridu. So pay attention and look for this form of the verb arada yuridu. And look for the other points that we had in here. The word mushaf and other vocabulary words and the bedel, especially look for bedel in here and look for dhu in here and look for ghayru. The word after ghayru is majroor. Look for all these things that we just got finished talking about. Look for the colors, masculine, feminine, plural forms of colors. All of this is in this lengthy text. Okay, al-ab, he says, أَتُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا مِنَ السُّوقِ يَا أَبَنَائِي أَتُرِيدُونَ This تُرِيدُونَ, what does it mean? أَتُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا مِنَ السُّوقِ يَا أَبَنَائِي What does it mean?
Is there anything that
is
more from the
subject? تُرِيدُونَ That means you all, أَنْتُمْ, أَنْتُمْ Second person, masculine plural. أَنْتُمْ تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا مِنَ السُّوقِ يَا أَبْنَائِي This is plural, masculine, second person. أَنْتُمْ أنتم أتريدون أنتم أتريدون شيئا Do you want anything? Do you all want anything from the marketplace? Oh my sons أنا الآن أذهب إلى المسجد وسأذهب إلى السوق بعد الصلاة أنا الآن أذهب إلى المسجد What does it mean?
Right now I'm going to the masjid
وسأذهب إلى السوق بعد الصلاة And I will be going to the market after the salat. After the salat. Al-Abna, they said, Na'am, nuridu ashya'a kathiratan. Na'am, nuridu ashya'a kathiratan. Meaning?
Yes,
we want many things. Notice, nuridu ashya'a. What is the i'rab of ashya'a? Maf'ulun bi, mansub, alamatu nasbihi fatta. Why doesn't it have tanween? Mamnu min as-sarf. Ashya, this is mamnu min as-sarf. Kathiratan. Kathiratan. Why is it mansub? Okay, it has to agree with ashya because it's a not. It's a not. Why is it feminine? Since the not, that it, the man'ut is plural and shay is masculine. So why is ashya'a being described here by kathiratun when ashya'a is masculine plural? Ghayru aakil. Thank you. He wasn't here today, but he got it. Ghayru aakil. Now, ashya'a kathiratun. We refer back to ghayru aakil plurals. By what feminine singular adjectives, pronouns, ism ishara, verbs and everything. Al-Ab says, ماذا تريد يا عمر? Meaning, what do you want, O Umar? أريد قلما. أريد قلما. Meaning,
I want a pen.
أما عندك قلم?
Do not you have a pen?
You don't have a pen? Do not you have a pen?
Yeah.
Ama indaka? This ma, what kind of ma is this?
This is
a
ma of
the
question, right?
The question is Hamzat al Istifham.
Right, yeah.
Ah. Ma. What kind of ma is this?
It's a ma of
it's a question,
it's not a question ma, no.
Negation, right?
Negation. Ma nafia. Negation. Ma indaka. You do not have. He made question though. Ama indaka. Do you not have a pen? Bala. Bala is what? Is always the answer when you have a negative question. You say bala or naam. You say bala if you want to say?
Indeed.
Yes, I do. But if you say naam, it means no. Na'am in the negative question means you're agreeing that you don't have.
Exactly.
You don't have. But here you want to say, I don't agree I don't have. Yes, I do have.
Mm-hmm.
I do have. So you say, Bala indi qalamun azraqu. Uridu qalaman ahmara. Okay, indi qalamun azraqu means what?
I have a blue pen.
Yes, I do have a blue pen.
But I want a red pen.
Qalaman ahmara. Ahmara is mamnu min as-sarf, so that's why it doesn't have tanween. It is a na'at for qalam, but it doesn't take tanween because it's mamnu min as-sarf. The father says, ماذا تريد أنت يا عمرو? يا عمرو. ماذا تريد أنت يا عمرو? O Amr, what do you want? What do you want, O Amr? Amrun, he says, أريد دفتراً. أريد دفتراً. What?
I want a notebook
or a copy book. The father says, أما اشتريت لك دفتراً في الأسبوع الماضي? أما اشتريت لك دفتراً في الأسبوع الماضي? What does it mean?
Didn't I buy you?
Didn't I buy you a daftar?
Last week?
Notice that the verb اشترى that we said is written with Aleph Maksura, has Ya here. Why does it have Ya? Because of Isnad. When it's connected to the pronouns, it goes back to Ya. Okay? Ishtaraytu. Amashtaraytu laka daftaran fil usbu'i al-madi. Daftaran is mansoob. Why is it mansoob? Mafulun bi. What's the fi'l that it's mafulun bi for? Ishtara. Ishtaraytu daftaran. Naam. Did I not buy for you a notebook last week? Amr says, Bala, walakinna dhaka daftara warakuhu ghayru musattarin. Uridu daftaran dha warakin
musattarin. Bala. Did I not buy you a notebook last week? He says, Bala, yes. Sure. ولكن ذاك الدفتر ورقه غير مسطر. What does this mean? But that notebook, its paper is unruled, is unlined. It does not have, it is غير, not مسطر, not lined. But that دفتر, its paper is unruled. أريد دفترا ذا ورق مسطر. What does it mean? I want a notebook that its paper has lines. A notebook possessing lined or ruled paper. I want a notebook that possesses, that has lined or ruled paper. Yeah, why is it there? Warakin, why is it there? Because it has to agree with the mansub and daftar. Now, because it's a not for daftar. That is a not for daftar. And daftar is mansub, maf'ulun bi mansub. So that also is mansub. The sign that is mansub is alif. Why? Why is the sign that is mansub alif?
Because the alif is...
Why don't we say the sign that is mansub is fatta? Why are we saying it's alif? Yeah. Because from asma al-khamsa. Asma al-khamsa, when they are mansub, they take alif. When they are majroor, they take kasra. If they are marfoon, they take dhamma. The vowel has to be elongated. Okay? Dhu waraqin mudawfun ilay. Musattarin is what? Dhu waraqin musattarin. Mudawf ilay? Musattarin. Not for waraq. Waraq is mudawfun ilay to that. طيب الأب ماذا تريد أنت يا هاشم؟ What does it mean? What do you want, O Hashim? We can leave the أنت out if we like because it's already indicated in the verb itself. ماذا تريد يا هاشم؟ But أنت here is for تأكيد, to affirm, to confirm, to emphasize. Hisham says, أنا ما أريد شيئا الآن. I don't want
anything now.
I don't want anything right now. Ana ma uridu shay'an al-ana. Why did he not say ana la uridu? Why did he say ma uridu?
Because
he's talking about right now. Ma, we said ma when it's used with the mudari, it limits the meaning of that to the present, right now. If he had said la, then he'll be in trouble. His father will tell him for the next 10 years, you said you don't want anything, ever. But he didn't say, لا أريد شيئاً أبداً. He said, ما أريد شيئاً الآن. أنا ما أريد شيئاً. The meaning of it would be, الآن. طيب. The father says, أين أخوك الحسين؟ أين أخوك الحسين? What is the meaning? Where's your brother whose name is Hussein? Where's Hussein, your brother? أين أخوك? أين حسين? أين أخوك الحسين? الحسين is البدل. طيب. Page 110. Top of the page. Hisham says, هو في الحمام. Meaning? He's in the bathroom. The father says, ماذا يريد هو? المعنى? What does he want? And again, huwa, the mere huwa, we can do without it. We don't need it. But it's used for emphasis. Mada yuridu is sufficient.
You have to say huwa. You can use mada yuridu. Mada yuridu.
No, mada yuridu huwa. Yuridu hu means it's the object of the verb. Huwa here is not the object of the verb. Huwa. Who is the dhamir that's referring back to the fa'il, the doer of the action? Yeah, who is referring to the one who is doing the action? What does he want? If you say yuridu hu, that means he wants him. That becomes the maf'ulun bi. This huwa is not the maf'ulun bi. You say ma'adha yuridu, that's different. That's something else. Yuridu hu means he wants him. Yuridu huwa means he wants. You're just repeating the pronoun. And who and yuridu, the fa'il is damiya mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Now we're just bringing the huwa out, making it zahir. We're saying yuridu huwa. But originally huwa is already there. But if you put huwa at the end of the verb, that means that's the maf'ulun bi. I mean, he wants him or he wants it. That's different, right? Huh? It's a good point though, anyway. It's a good point to distinguish the difference in the meaning of the pronouns. This pronoun is marfu'un, the fa'il. And that pronoun would be mansub, or in the fi mahalli, nasb, the object of the verb. Hisham says, huwa yuridu halawa. He wants what? Sweet meat, or some sweets, some candy or cakes or pies or something. Halawa.
How you connect that to that question there? How you connect that with sweet meat?
That's what it means. They refer to the same sweet meat as halawa.
I know halawa, but I can't get the meat to be sweet though. That's what I'm saying. I know halawa, halwa.
Anyway, that's one of the meanings of the word. Naam. The father, he says, Mada turidna ya banatu. Mada turidna. What does it mean?
What do you want?
Turidna is the feminine, second person, plural. Antunna. Antunna. Mada turidna antunna ya banatu. Aisha says, Ya abati, antashtarayta li milaffan qabla usbu'in. Uridu al-ana milaffan akhara. Ya abati, antashtarayta li milaffan qabla usbu'in. Ma ma'ana hada? What is the meaning of Ya abati? Oh, my father, Ya abi, abi. Abati means abi. Ya abati. أنت اشتريت اشتريت لي ملفا قبل أسبوع. You bought for me
yeah,
a file
a week ago.
Mm-hmm. أريد الآن ملفا آخر.
I want now
another file, another ملف. Okay. Here we also have the verb اشتريت, which is from the verb that we had, right? اشترى يشتري. This is the past tense. أنت اشتريت أنت اشتريت لي ملفا قبل أسبوع. Why is أسبوع مجرور؟
قبل.
What about قبل? The noun after قبل and بعد is always مضاف مجرور. نعم. أريد الآن ملفا آخر. طيب آخر. What is the إعراب of آخر? Is akhar feminine or ukhra? Akhra is a naat for milaffan. It's a naat. Milaffan is mansoob, right? It's maf'ulun bi from uridu. Maf'ulun bi mansoob. And akhar is a naat. So it's also mansoob. Alamatu nasbihi fatta. It doesn't take tanween because it is mamnu min al-sarf. Al-ab says, Mada turidina anti ya haf. يا حفصة ماذا تريدين أنت يا حفصة. What does it mean? What do you want, oh حفصة? Okay, تريدين is for the form of the verb for second person feminine singular. أنت أنت تريدين. حفصة says أريد حقيبة, meaning
I want a
pocketbook or what? A suitcase, book bag. نعم. The father says, أَمَا عَنْدَكِ حَقِيبَةٌ. Don't you already have an حَقِيبَة? A book bag? أَمَا عَنْدَكِ حَقِيبَةٌ. Hafsa says, بَلَى. Yes, عندي حقيبة حمراء. Meaning?
I
have a red حقيبة, a red book bag, pocketbook, suitcase. أريد حقيبة أخرى سوداء. Meaning?
I want another bag.
A black one. I want another one that's black. Notice hamra'u is the feminine of what? Ahmaru. And sauda'a is the feminine of aswad. Aswad, black. Naam. Al-Ab says, ماذا تريدين يا سعاد؟ معنى؟ What do you want, O Su'ad? Su'ad says, ماذا تريدين يا سعاد؟ Su'ad says, عندي مسطرة صغيرة أريد أخرى كبيرة كبيرة. What does it mean?
I have a small ruler.
I want another one, a big one. I want another one that is big. عندي مسطرة صغيرة أريد أخرى كبيرة. الأب ماذا تريدين أنت يا ليلى؟ Meaning? What do you want, O Layla? She says, أريد مصحفا ذا حرف كبير. ما معنى هذا؟ I want a copy,
a
copy of the Quran, that has big letters. Mushafan dha harfan kabirun. Mushafan is mafulun bi, mansub. Dha is what? Not. Not for mushaf. Harf is what? Dha harfan. The word after that always is mudafun ilay majroor. Kabir is what?
Not
for harf. Type. The father says, "Ama turidina shay'an ya Salma?" Meaning, "Ama turidina shay'an ya Salma?" Do you not want anything, ya Salma? Salma says, "Bala, of course I do. Uridu معجما انجليزيا واخر فرنسيا."
I
want an English dictionary.
And
another one that is French. نعم. معجما انجليزيا واخر and another فرنسيا. Ab says, أما تريد أمك شيئا, meaning? Does not your mother want anything? Doesn't your mother want anything? Salma says, ما أدري. أأسألها? I do not know. أأسألها? Shall I ask her? The father says, نعم. اسأليها. It's في الأمر, نعم. Ask her. Okay, the masculine would be is'al. The feminine, is'ali. Is'alu men, is'ali ha. Ha referring to what? The mother. Salma goes back to Salma. Takhruju thumma tadkhulu ba'da qalil. Meaning, she went out and then she re-entered after a little while. Taqulu, hiya taqulu, إنها تريد ثلاثة أمتار من هذا القماش. She's saying that she wants three meters of this قماش, this cloth material. خذ هذا النموذج. خذ هذا النموذج يا أبتي. Take this sample, oh my father. And namudhaja is mansub. Why? Is it the mafulun bi? I mean, it's almost. It's badal. Khud hadha. Hadha is the mafulun bi. And namudhaja is the badal. So it's also mansub like the hadha. Ya abati. And abati, the father says, سأشتري لكم ما تريدون إن شاء الله. Meaning? I will buy for you all. What or that which you all want, inshallah. This ma, what type of ma is this? What type of ma is this? I will buy for you all that which, or what you all want. Is it ma nafia? No, it's not negation. Is it ma'al istifhamiyya, asking a question?
No.
So what's left?
Al-mawsoola.
Like al-ladhi. I will buy for you all al-ladhi, that which you all want. Okay, inshallah, we're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.